So in his kitchen, he was standing there with his wife Judy and his bodyguard Sean. And I said, you know how I said in my email that you might have a special brain anomaly that makes you special? And he said, yeah, it's an amazing theory. It's like Star Trek. You're going where no man has gone before. And I said, well, some psychologists might say that this makes you... And he said, what? And I said, a psychopath. And I said, I've got a list of psychopathic traits in my pocket. Can I go through them with you? And he looked intrigued, despite himself, and he said, okay, go on. And I said, okay, grandiose sense of self-worth, which I have to say would have been hard for him to deny because he was standing underneath a giant oil painting of himself. He said, well, you've got to believe in you. And I said, manipulative. He said, that's leadership. And I said, shallow affect, an inability to experience a range of emotions. He said, who wants to be weighed down by some nonsense emotions? So he was going down the psychopath checklist, basically turning it into who moved my cheese. But I did notice something happening to me the day I was with Al Dunlap. Whenever he said anything to me that was kind of normal, like he said no to juvenile delinquency, he said he got accepted into West Point and they don't let delinquents in West Point. He said no to many short-term marital relationships. He's only ever been married twice. Admittedly, his first wife cited in her divorce papers that he once threatened her with a knife and said he always wondered what human flesh tasted like. But people say stupid things to each other in bad marriages in the heat of an argument. And second marriage has lasted 41 years. So whenever he said anything to me that just seemed kind of non-psychopathic, I thought to myself, well, I'm not going to put that in my book. And then I realized that becoming a psychopath spotter had kind of turned me a little bit psychopathic. So I was desperate to shove him in a box marked psychopath. I was desperate to define him by his maddest edges. And I realized, oh my God, this is what I've been doing for 20 years. It's what all journalists do. We travel across the world with our notepads in our hands and we wait for the gems. And the gems are always the outermost aspects of our interviewee's personality. And we stitch them together like medieval monks and we leave the normal stuff on the floor. And you know, this is a country that overdiagnoses certain mental disorders hugely. Childhood bipolar, children as young as 4 are being labelled bipolar because they have temper tantrums, which scores them high on the bipolar checklist.